Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today. It's 12:06 on News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze and HOAs, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA Law Firm, helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. If you'd like to give us a call today, if you have any questions for Eric, 866-610-NEWS, 1-866-610-6397. AT&T Wireless customers, we make it very easy for you. Simply dial *610 or you can email us at condocraze@wiod.com. I'm Jerry Hester, and for the 10th week in a row, alongside attorney Eric Glazer. And last week, Eric, you know, we just started to touch on the topic, and I was asking you when you thought this foreclosure mess is going to end. And you made it perfectly clear that you thought things weren't going to turn around for a while, and then the phones just lit up like a Christmas tree. Everybody wanted to know if it was time to sell, time to buy, or just, you know, keep your cards, you know, close to your chest. Now, you've had a whole week to sleep on this. You still see it the same way?
Well, Jerry, absolutely. There's one very important thing I forgot to mention to all of our listeners last week, and I thought about it all week, and I really couldn't wait to say it this week on today's show.
Is this going to be something profound that everyone should listen to? Okay,
news.
Listen up, everybody.
And remember, I mean, I never thought I'd be able to say this on my own radio show, you know what I mean? So this, here it goes. Congratulations to the New York Yankees winning their 27th World Series.
You set me up.
At least everything is right in the baseball world, right? Everything is back to normal, and the trophy is where it should be. However, on the other hand, obviously all is not right on the foreclosure front. And like you said, Jerry, I don't think it's going to be all right for quite a while. You know, you have to ask yourself, if people are now moving out of the state at a higher rate than people are moving in, who in the world is going to live in all the empty units that we currently have now? You know, it's really simply about supply and demand. Without a strong job market that's going to make people move here and want to stay here, I don't see a reason why home values are going to recover either. You know, as we're all certainly all too familiar with, the job market here in Florida is terrible. Unemployment's at 11%. That's more, you know, over and above what it is in the rest of the country. And, you know, the Herald released a poll last week that said 44% of Floridians think that their personal financial condition worsened in the past year, while only 7% said it got better. So to answer your question, yeah, I'm thinking we have at least another year and a half or 2 years of sheer madness, to tell you the truth. And maybe things are going to start to turn around at that time. You know, and I also got to tell you that if particularly Dade and Broward counties don't do all they can to change their image in the eyes of the rest of the country and have people from out of state want to move here again, the recovery is going to take longer than that. I got to tell you, certainly watching the news the last couple of weeks, wouldn't it be nice to turn on the evening news just one night and the top story is something other than a bunch of local officials or attorneys this week? I'll admit to that.
I would like to watch an entire national newscast and have Florida not mentioned.
Not mentioned. I mean,
except maybe in the weather.
No, it's amazing. You turn on the TV here in South Florida for, you know, for as long as we can remember, and the top story is about local officials getting arrested time and again. And this is what the country sees. You know, it's not just reported here. It's reported all over the country. Just look at Time Magazine and what they keep reporting about South Florida. So until we start doing something to change the image of this place down here, no, I don't see people wanting to move here. And I don't think the real estate market's going to turn around for quite some time. You know, we were talking before the show that Governor Crist was on TV. And what did he say in his short time in office in 2-3 years? He already removed 32 officials here, most of them being from South Florida. It's embarrassing. It's like we're breeding a culture of corruption.
And this goes way back before hanging chads. No. You know, we were having these problems even before that. That may have brought it to the national forefront.
Absolutely.
But oh man, it's almost embarrassing.
It is very embarrassing. And if things don't change again, you got to give people across the country reason to move here. And these stories that are going on, they make news all over the country, not just here. You got to create a job market, and you got to do something about the corruption to make people want to move here again. Until that happens, the empty units are going to remain empty.
But they still continue to build empty buildings next to buildings, right, with empty units,
yeah,
in it.
Exactly.
It's like the old strip mall craze back in the 70s and 80s where they were building empty strip malls next to empty strip malls.
Well, you got to ask yourself.
And now
yourself,
it's condo buildings.
Absolutely.
I mean, some of these big buildings down on Fort Lauderdale Beach, you can see that nobody lives in them.
Sure. Well, all the local planning and zoning boards and city commissions, they thought it was a great idea to keep approving project after project after project after project. And what did they wind up approving? Empty shells and places where the unit owners who chose to live there just continue to suffer. So all this overbuilding, actually, they thought they might be doing good for the community. But, you know, certainly I know it's easy to play Monday morning quarterback, but they weren't doing any good at all.
And if you think about it this way, if they were to fill every unit that they have already built, you wouldn't be able to drive anywhere in South Florida.
Doesn't it seem like nobody thought of that? Didn't everybody really move here from the Northeast to kind of get away from that congestion and that, you know, rat race? And what did cities turn into down here?
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to go down Sunrise Boulevard or Oakland Park Boulevard or, you know, any east-west road or much less A1A where a lot of these, you know, empty buildings are. But overall, you know, people's brains are about to explode. How much more of a beating are we going to take?
I think it means more of the same for quite a while. You know, the unit owners who choose to live and remain in their homes, they're going to be the ones bearing the brunt of having to pay for the other homes that go into foreclosure. There's no quick solution, but I got to tell you, it's amazing. The banks, you know, not to turn this into a soapbox, but, you know, it is what it is. It's amazing. The banks were giving billions of dollars in bailout money, and instead of using that money to foreclose on their mortgages or lend out, the banks are holding on to their money. They're refusing to foreclose. They're refusing to lend it out. And the taxpayers who actually bailed out the banks in the first place are continuing to suffer due to the banks' inaction. It's as if, you know, the union owners gave the banks all this money so that the banks can continue to hurt them and prolong the pain, you know. And until something's done about it, I don't see things getting better for a while.
Right. Yeah, the banks, and, you know, it's like that in any business. I could relate this to, let's say, the wireless phone business.
Right.
If you're 3 seconds late paying your bill, they're going to shut your phone off.
Right.
But have you ever tried to get a check from them?
Yeah, right, exactly. Won't
you
happen.
Know, a couple of years ago when I was on another radio station, we were doing personal appearances, and one of the companies owed me, you know, upwards of $300, and it took me 6 months to collect.
Hey, try to get money from a bank today that even forecloses on a unit.
Right.
And they now own it, and they're responsible to pay the association. Try to get it. Oftentimes, we've had to, as we mentioned on the show, we've had to sue them to get the money that they owe everybody who lives in the association.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but you know, I've been saying this week after week after week now. Can someone please show me one quote from any of our local politicians that even pretends to come up with a solution to help people living in condo associations, you know, other than Mr. Urbana? I read the papers, I watch TV, you know, every single day. I simply don't see one quote, not one statement.
Well, we're running out of public officials, too. There's only,
right.
there's only two seated commissioners in the city of Miami.
Well, the three politicians that haven't been indicted, if you could please call in and tell us what your plans are, you know, in terms of solving this mess and how it's not going to happen again in the future, please tell me. We'd love to have you on the show. You know, show me a quote from some elected politician that says they intend to create legislation that forces banks to foreclose faster. Show me a quote from a politician that says they intend to create legislation that make banks more responsible for just the last 6 months of unpaid assessments. Show me a quote from a politician that says they intend some bailout or loan programs for troubled condominium associations. I don't see it. Not one of them has come forward with any sort of a plan. But I tell you what I do see, though. I see more and more arrests. I see more and more corruption scandals involving elected officials. You know, that's funny. It never stops down here, regardless of whether or not the economy is good or bad.
Right.
You know, I mean, that continues to go on no matter what. So, again, I welcome anyone who can tell me that I'm wrong. Show me a quote from somewhere in a newspaper or from a TV interview where a politician has come up with some idea to, you know, to do something about all this. You know, we listen to Jimmy Cefalo here every morning on the station, and I think he's got it right, quite frankly. He keeps telling his listeners, wipe the slate clean in the next election. You know, just wipe everybody out. Don't vote for anybody new. And how can you really argue against that? And I'm thinking, how about we get a petition going on the firm's website to be signed by owners of condominium and HOA units in Florida, and we'll direct it to all the local officials, and we'll all pledge that you will not get a vote for re-election unless your platform is going to contain concrete plans, not just to help fix the current foreclosure mess, but also make sure that this doesn't happen again. You know, and maybe if we had a couple of thousand signatures on such a petition, maybe they'll listen and try to do something in the future about this foreclosure mess.
Yeah, we touched on that a little bit last week with no more staggered terms.
Right, yeah.
In condo and HOAs.
Right. I'm talking about our elected officials.
Right.
I'm talking about making sure that unless they come up with a plan for this, don't go into the ballot box and punch the button for the same officials again. Ask yourself, what have any of them done for your associations? Now, I'll give Gary Polykoff's another attorney who obviously has been practicing this law for a while. And on his website, I saw that he actually wrote a letter to the legislature, which include copies of articles asking the legislature to please address this problem. And it's simply going untouched, unnoticed. There are tens of thousands of people who are doing all they can to pay their bills, to pay their assessments, that simply can't keep up because their assessments keep doubling and tripling because everybody else is going into foreclosure. And the legislature has done nothing. You know, all the cries for help is simply going unanswered, unnoticed. So I really, not to preach up here, the show really wasn't designed for that. But I got to tell you guys, it's about time that as a group, you all got together and started demanding a little more from your elected officials, saying, hey, do something for the people that live in associations. And I think let's start at least with a petition drive. Let's see where it goes. It can't hurt. Guys, it absolutely can't hurt. They're ignoring you up until this point. So let's get the ball rolling.
Maybe this will get people motivated to actually get out and vote. Because,
exactly.
You know, the local elections we had, 2 weeks ago, I believe 3 or 4 people voted.
Right, exactly.
You know, and everybody's going to complain. And
yep.
Know this, if you don't vote, you give up your right to complain for the term of the people running.
You guys got to ask yourself, when it's time again for your local officials to run for the Florida House position and the Florida Senate positions, ask yourself what they have done, how they have answered your questions, how they have answered your concerns regarding problems with condo associations. And if you can't think of what they've done to help you in that regard, punch the button for somebody else. Punch the button for someone who's going to help you.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a break. The phones are starting to stack up. Sam, Helen, Frank, I know you're on hold. We'll get to your calls right after this. It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Geico has been around over 70 years, helping people save hundreds. But yesterday, I'm going through paperwork and I'm realizing just how many ways Geico can save people money. Good driver discounts, defensive driver discounts, multi-car discounts, discounts for cars with airbags. And I don't mean having your mother-in-law in a passenger seat. Sorry, it's just a little car insurance humor. I think that joke's over 70 years old too.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, Geico customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on, just call it. Geico insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high-performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now Geico offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit geico.com.
Get comfort today or you don't pay. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air. Put your worries aside. We'll make you feel cool inside. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air.
When the air conditioning system in your home goes kerplunk, call Lindstrom Air Conditioning. We're a local company, not a big box store or big national chain, so we can get out to help you right away. We're South Florida's air conditioning experts. Besides, if you call right now, you'll get a free air conditioning service call with any repair. Or, during our cash for AC clunker sale, get over $3,500 off a new Trane air conditioning system. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. So call Lindstrom Air today at 800-928-9198 or go to lindstromair.com.
Get comfort today, or you don't pay.
Lindstrom
Air.
It's the symphonic rock experience everyone's talking about. The music of Led Zeppelin, performed by the Wimborne Symphony, featuring conductor Brent Havens, a full rock band, and vocalist Randy Jackson. The hits of Led Zeppelin, performed live as you've never heard them before. November 24th at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. Full details at WimborneMusic.com. Get tickets at BrowardCenter.org. Win tickets courtesy of Big 105.9's Get the Let Out.
Today's consumers use the internet to find what they're looking for, not the yellow pages. Your website has to deliver that 1-2 punch that's going to keep your customer informed and interested in your sale. You must utilize search engine optimization. Business owners in South Florida choose Oasis Web Company to create their most powerful marketing tool. Optimize your business on the internet. Call Oasis Web Company, 877-31-OASIS, for your free search engine optimization. 877-316-2747. Oasis, increasing your profits one click at a time.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-394-6545. 1-800-394-6545. That's 1-800-394-6545.
Why can't we be friends? 1223 on News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorney Eric Glazer. And I think we should get right to the phones, Eric. Let's talk to Sam on line one. Hi, Sam. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, hi. How you doing? Good afternoon.
Good. Thanks for holding, man. Thanks for being patient.
Not at all. Thanks for your show. I have a situation where the board of directors has been, I'm going to say, wasteful with our money, over $600,000 now. And I've been very, I've talked to as many people as possible, and I've criticized them and all this. And so what they did is they sued me for illegal contacts and obnoxious, conducts. And I see this law went into effect last October 1st of last year, 718-1224, a prohibition against slap lawsuits.
Right. That's a lawsuit which was designed to protect First Amendment rights of unit owners. It's SLAP stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation, and basically it means that you're allowed to exercise your First Amendment rights without fear of getting sued by some lawsuit trying to, you know, squelch those rights.
Exactly. And I don't know if could that get the lawsuit dismissed?
Here's really what traditionally happens in associations, Sam. It's certainly absolutely nothing wrong with you as a unit owner going to meetings and voicing your objections to the way your board is spending money. Criticizing how they spend the money is not a problem. Coming up with better alternatives or other solutions is not a problem. Where people tend to get themselves in problems or in hot water, however, is where they cross the line and they start accusing board members of actually stealing funds without any proof of that. And that can get you sued for, you know, slander or libel, you know, depending upon whether you wrote it or spoke it. So, you know, if you, as long as you didn't do any of those two things and you exercised your First Amendment right to criticize the board, you know, the lawsuit should probably be dismissed.
Right. Actually, I didn't do anything like that. In fact, I was on the board, so they recalled me. Recalled me from the board, but they sued me as an individual,
right,
so that I wouldn't be covered by the insurance.
Well, just because you were sued in your individual capacity doesn't necessarily mean that you wouldn't be covered by insurance if the acts that you took at the time were done while you were actually a board member. Regardless, you should put the carrier on notice that you've been sued and ask for coverage and a defense.
Okay. All right, thanks again.
Thanks for the call, Sam.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
No trouble.
Let's talk to Helen. Hi, Helen. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, thank you. I love your program.
Hey, thank you, Helen.
We're in a homeowners association. We had a meeting with our general, with our manager and the general manager, and we requested a list of the the homeowners in here and the ages of their children, and we were informed that we can't get that information, which I disagree with. I think that we're entitled to that.
In an HOA, you want to know if you have the right to obtain documents which shows the ages of the children that live there?
And the names of the parents.
Yeah, no, I know of no such law that would allow you to get the ages of the children that live in the homeowners association.
Would we be allowed to have the names of the parent? You know, the
yeah, you can get living? Yeah, you can get a list of what's called a roster of current unit owners. That's not a problem. You know, that you can certainly get by the statute. But no, I don't think you have a right to know the names of the children necessarily, or their dates of birth, their ages, anything like that. That's certainly not in the statute.
So nothing for the children. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Helen. Okay.
Thanks, Helen. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Let's talk to Frank. Hey, Frank.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm on the first floor of a four-story condo. We all share the same drain pipe for our air conditioners. The pipe that is under the building and carries the water out got clogged up. The water backed up into my unit, causing quite a bit of damage. The building paid to have the clog removed, and now the water flows freely. But the board said I'm responsible for the backup because it came through my air conditioner.
Well,
that's my question.
Yeah, this is a common topic that we speak about. At least I find myself speaking about it at least once a week on the show. The bottom line is an association is responsible for the damage to the inside of a unit if you can prove that they did something wrong. For example, that pipe that got clogged, if you can show that that was a common element pipe and it got clogged because the association wasn't doing proper and routine maintenance on that pipe and it backed up and caused damage to your unit, yes, the association would be responsible for that. But if it was a fluke thing and, you know, the pipe simply broke one day and burst without any notice to the association that it was going to happen, sorry, you're on the hook. Yeah, there's really nothing that the association is responsible for. You got to prove negligence. You got to prove that the association did something wrong.
Supposing it didn't break, but it just got over the course of the years, because the building is about 30 years old, it just got clogged up from all of the residue it was carrying out.
Well, you would perhaps need to get an expert that says they should have been doing routine maintenance on that pipe. They should have been making sure that nothing is getting clogged, that it flows freely. You know, if you can get an expert to say that they weren't doing what they were supposed to do, then you would, in fact, be able to prove that they were negligent, and yes, then they then would be responsible. Okay, but the burden's on you now to show that they did something wrong.
Thank you very much for the help.
No problem, Frank. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Frank.
Bye.
You know, that seems to be a common problem with every week we hear the word air conditioning.
That happens.
You know, mentioned because the units are in so tight, and a lot of times they share, like he said, a lot of the drainage lines, and you know,
right.
And some have one big unit,
right.
You know, a tower, and it's all the same air conditioner.
Yeah.
And you know, I personally, I feel for this guy.
No, I do too. I understand,
you know,
sure.
Because
things happen, and now what does he do? You know, certainly what, through no fault of his own, he finds that there's a leak in his unit.
And no one is maintaining the pipes,
right?
Which, you know, on another show I do on the other station
right.
on Saturday morning, I learned you really have to do,
right,
you know, to keep everything draining, because you get, you know, down here especially, you get algae in there, and
yeah.
you get dirt and you get sand from wind blowing around, and, you know, it's just a common problem. I can't believe how much we hear the word air conditioning on this show.
So now all he has to do is spend many thousands of dollars and get an expert witness to testify on his behalf, and he's fine.
Hang in there, Frank. If you have questions for Eric, call us, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. Let's take a break for news. We'll be right back. Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Good afternoon. I'm Lauren Granato with our top local stories. Voters will decide who gets to replace suspended Miami City Commissioner Michelle Spence-Jones. Details coming up, but first, here's the latest from Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Lauren. 95 northbound at 69th Street. You're dealing with an accident there. Also northbound and southbound turnpike right around Landshark Stadium, and actually southbound turnpike from about Hollywood Boulevard. You've got very slow traffic because of the Dolphins versus Tampa Bay starting at 1 p.m. So be aware of that. Also, Northwest 27th Avenue, That's pretty slow in the area of Landshark Stadium as well. Next update at 1 o'clock. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Mostly sunny skies, lower 80s through tomorrow, and no sign of rain. We are going to see stronger northwesterly winds at the beaches, so a high risk for rip currents there. Overnight lows near 66. Lisa Love from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
And right now it's 81 degrees in Hallandale Beach and 76 degrees in Hialeah Gardens under clear skies. It's 1231. Changes coming to Miami City Hall after two commissioners are forced out, but Mayor Tomas Regalado says you won't notice any changes in service.
As of Monday, we do not have a quorum for the City of Miami Commission to function. That doesn't mean that the government is not functioning.
Governor Crist suspended Commissioner Michelle Spence-Jones after she was charged with grand theft for allegedly stealing $50,000 in county grant money, then using it for personal items, including groceries and clothing. Spence-Jones maintains her innocence. A special election is in the works for January to fill her District 5 seat. Commissioner Angel Gonzalez offered his letter of resignation as part of a plea deal reached with the state attorney's office. He's been charged in a separate case with exploitation of his official position. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani says putting suspected September 11th terrorists on trial in the city places New Yorkers at unnecessary risk. Giuliani says that military tribunals would be more appropriate. But Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells NBC that current city officials, including Mayor Michael Bloomberg, believe holding the trial in New York is appropriate. A nearly empty maximum security prison in northwestern Illinois may end up housing Guantanamo Bay detainees. A White House official says the Thompson Correctional Facility has emerged as a leading option among several prisons evaluated. President Obama meeting with Russian leader Dmitry Medvedev today in Singapore to discuss a range of issues, including the reduction of both countries' nuclear arsenals. Both sides have acknowledged unspecified technical issues that need to be hammered out. But despite that, President Obama says he remains optimistic that an agreement will be reached soon.
Our goal continues to be to complete the negotiations and to be able to sign a deal before the end of the year. And I'm confident that if we work hard and with a sense of urgency about it, that we should be able to get that done.
The agreement would replace the current START treaty, which expires on December 5th. Next update at 1 o'clock. Condo craze and HOAs is next. I'm Lauren Granato, News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
My name is Ron, and Laser Spine Institute helped me get my life back. As an avid runner, pounding the pavement every day took its toll on my body. I developed a herniated disc in my neck and suffered from the terrible pain of pinched nerves. I would literally lie awake at night in agony. But I dealt with it for 2 years because the alternative was to have a radical spinal fusion. That scared me to death. Luckily, I found LSI. I met with Dr. St. Louis, who looked at my MRI and said he could fix my condition with minimally invasive surgery. No fusions, no hardware. I had the procedure on a Monday and was back to work by Wednesday. Now I'm running on the elliptical every day and even kayaking again. Every day of my life I consider a gift and a blessing.
Don't live another minute with back pain. To learn more about Laser Spine Institute, call LSI Tampa toll-free at 888-8-LSI-NOW or visit lsitampa.com. That's 888-857-4669 or lsitampa.com.
Condominium associations are facing significant challenges today. And with those challenges come the need for special help from a special property management firm. That firm is Miami-based KW Property Management and Consulting, comprised of a team of professionals who are meeting today's challenges. Staffed by CPAs and long-term property managers, KW brings financial controls, budgeting discipline, contract oversight, and strong vendor negotiation skills to its growing portfolio of clients. They call it the KW difference. The real estate market has changed, and so has the role of property managers. They're here to preserve the value of a valuable asset, your home. And today, that role involves strong financial controls and traditional property management responsibilities. Please visit kwpropertymanagement.com or call 305-476-9188. That's kwpropertymanagement.com. You'll see what they mean by the KW difference.
Twelve 36 on News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorney Eric Glazer. If you'd like to call into the show, please do so, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, *610 for AT&T Wireless customers. Or you can email us anytime, even during the week, even in the middle of the night. Email's not going to wake me up. CondoCraze@WIOD.com. Get you through. Now, before we get back to the phones, I know we've got a lot of people on hold. Eric, I understand that there's some news on the seminar front.
Yeah, Jerry. I'm proud to announce that the Department of Business and Professional Regulation has approved a first-of-its-kind course that I designed, and it focuses on the differences between HOA and condominium law. You know, for example, like how each statute treats elections differently, board member qualifications differently, collections differently, you know, and a whole host of other topics. It's really a great course for managers who now or sometimes in their career are going to be working in both a condo and a homeowner association. And it's also great for board members who move from one type of a community to another. And again, the course is free to all board members and managers. And what's best, it's also going to be given here at WIOD Studio in Miramar.
So if you're interested in signing up for the course, call Glazer & Associates at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Let them know, and let you and your fellow board members and managers, let everybody know, anyone who you think might be interested in attending.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Jerry, we made it easy to register for the course online. Just visit the firm's website at www.florida-association-law.com, and all you have to do is fill out the form online and then show up.
Hey, that makes it simple since they put the interweb on the computer now. Let's get right back to the phones. It's Barbara. Hi, Barbara. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Oh, hi. How are you?
How are you, Barbara?
Good. I inherited my mom's condo 2 years ago, and she passed away. In a 55 and older community with no renters, and I've yet to sell it. It's listed at like a ridiculous price.
Right.
Is there any way around that is one question about renting it. And my second question is, I'm paying the maintenance, I pay everything on time, and my college-age daughter is moving home, and I want to just let her stay there, and I've heard through the grapevine that she can only stay there 30 days. So do you know anything about that?
Okay, if it's a 55 and over community, the bottom line is every unit has to be occupied by at least one person age 55 or over. No way around that, period. I mean, that's the bottom line, regardless of whether or not you inherited it. They have a right to make sure that the unit has at least one person age 55 or over. And obviously your daughter's not 55, so no, she could not live in the unit permanently, depending upon what their documents say. Perhaps as much as 30 days would be the absolute limit. Okay? But that's the bottom line. That's what makes it a 55 and over community.
And what about the rental thing?
I'd have to look at the declaration of condominium for that particular association and see if it's basically said from the beginning whether or not rentals were prohibited. Because I can tell you if, depending upon if they changed the declaration and they made an amendment that prohibits rentals, if your mom did not vote in favor of that amendment, that may not apply to her. And it's possible that, in fact, you may be able to rent the unit. So if you'd like, give me a call at the office during the week, 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and I'd be glad to take your call in the office.
Oh, C-R-A-Z-E?
Yes.
Yes. 877, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE.
4-CONDO-CRAZE. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thanks for calling, Barbara.
Okay, bye.
Barry is online, too. Barry, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, good afternoon. I really appreciate it. I had a question. My daughter has a co-op on Miami Beach, and she has been paying her maintenance from an account she's put away specially for that, so the money is there, for over a year. And the management company, by direction of the board, has not cashed any of her checks because she hasn't obtained the homeowner's insurance that they require. and they're adding fees and late charges on top of this.
Okay. Well, there's a very recent case that came out of the Third District Court of Appeal just a few months ago that says an association does not have the right to turn away payments. This comes up all the time, too. Let's say, you know, that someone's delinquent in their assessments. And I know you, you said your daughter isn't delinquent. But let's say someone is delinquent in their assessments, $1,000, and they walk into the attorney's office or they walk into the management office with $400 and they want to reduce their balance.
Right.
Oftentimes associations think that, no, if they take the money, they're going to waive the right to collect the remaining balance of, in this case, $600. That's incorrect. They must, by statute, they are required to actually take every single dollar that's paid. And in this case, they absolutely should be cashing your daughter's deposits. They have a statutory obligation to do so.
Do you happen to know what that statute is?
If you call the office Monday morning, I obviously don't have the statute right in front of me right now.
Okay, sure.
But call the office, I'd be glad to give it to you.
Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Thanks so much. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you again, Barry.
Thanks for the good work.
Thanks
for calling, Barry. Let's get right to Rick. Hi, Rick. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey, good morning, Eric.
How are you?
I'm fine. We have 144 units, and there's only, according to the president and the management company, there's only like 70 people paying the monthly fees on there. And now they're going to have a meeting in December, and they want to raise it from $250 to $325. And the people that are paying, they said, well, forget about it. Everybody else isn't paying. I'm not paying. So if nobody pays, what happens? The state take over?
And then the attorney for the association is going to make a lot of money doing a lot of foreclosure work. That's the reality of it. You have to pay, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's no money there to pay the attorney, I mean, this is like a third world country out here. Nobody's paying.
Understood. Then everybody's going to wind up losing their units. And, you know, I wish I could give you a more intelligent answer. I wish I can give you more insight into it. But the bottom line is the association has bills that have to be paid. You know, again, we talk about this every week, too. There's an insurance bill that's got to be paid every week.
But, Eric, here's the point of the question. The point of the question is if the management company and the president and everybody just walks away, you know, and they go, hey, nobody's paying, so that means that they don't get paid, then does the state come in?
Well, then eventually, of course, you know, utilities could get turned off, right? Water can get turned off, perhaps. Electric can get turned off. And it's a matter of time before perhaps a unit owner petitions the court to appoint a receiver to manage the property. And if a receiver comes in and takes over your property, then, quite frankly, you may really be in trouble because that's not cheap. Receivers bring in their own attorneys. They bring in their own management company. The receiver gets paid hundreds of dollars an hour. So if you think there's problems now, just wait until a receiver gets involved. It can get very expensive very fast.
Really?
Yeah. So I would urge you, you know, I understand the unit owners are upset that they're paying for the people that are in foreclosure and their assessments are going to go up as a result. But there is simply no other alternative. You got to ride out the storm. It's another $75 a month. Unfortunately, you have to grin it and bear it, and you got to ride out the storm.
There's people here in this condo that haven't paid maintenance in probably a year and a half, and they just go, well, I don't have the money. I'm not paying it.
Then your association should be going after them full steam ahead. Get them out and get a paying customer in. Again, we speak about this week after week. Even if the association has to foreclose, get it back, own the unit themselves, and rent it out before the bank winds up finishing their foreclosure, that's income they can get. But sitting back and doing nothing is absolutely not an option. Those that aren't paying, you have to go after.
Okay. Hey, Eric. Good show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
Bye. Hey, thanks for calling. I think Carol wants to debunk the nor rain, nor sleet, nor snow saying. Hi, Carol. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes, I am. No rain, no sleet, no snow. We're having problems with the no mail for 2 weeks. We live in an 80-unit, four-story, garden-type building where you cat walks. And we have a mailbox downstairs as you come into the lanai. And we had a terrific postman, but he just left to go somewhere else, and a new girl took over. And she thought the door to get into the room wasn't strong enough, and she told us we had to replace the door in order to get mail. We all went down and checked the door. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it, but because we wouldn't get the mail, we did replace the door. Then they told us they would put on an arrow lock. So this has been going on for 2 weeks, and every single day it's another excuse. You talk to one supervisor, she never heard about it. She puts you to another supervisor who says she'll take care of it. And we've between us spoken to about four or five supervisors, and it's going to Monday will be going on the third week, and nobody's bringing out the mail. What do we do?
That's a bizarre story, to tell you the truth.
Is that a new one, Eric?
Yeah, that's a new one. I never had that before. But it's not necessarily a condo story. It's a post office story. You know
so
what I mean?
What, I mean, are they allowed to hold? People come home from work after 5. They can't go to the post office and get their mail.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. I think your association attorney should either be writing letters to the local postmaster or going down to the post office himself and making sure it gets straightened out immediately. That's what I think.
This is what we said. We were going to tomorrow talk to the congresswoman or the whoever's in charge of our area here and to get the lawyer after them.
Yeah, it seems to me that
this is like a federal offense.
Yeah, it just seems to me that someone at the post office needs to get shaken up and scared a little bit, you know, and only then will things start to turn around.
So the only thing we can do then is, I mean, they really shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, it's not a condo issue. Again, it's a matter of the post office doing the right thing.
Okay. Well, we have the condo issues like everybody else.
Really?
Paying oh, sure. There are some people own 2 apartments, and they still haven't paid for about a year and a half. And we've been after them with the attorney. We have people bringing in dogs that aren't supposed to have dogs. We have the attorney going after them, but like nothing, we're not getting any results on it.
Do you regret moving into a condo, Carol?
I do. I had a gorgeous home on Miami Beach, and why I ever gave it up was the worst decision of my life.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that that's what we keep hearing. A lot of people would think twice before moving into a condo again.
Never, ever, ever. I don't recommend it to anybody. I hate to take your work away from you.
Good call, Carol.
I would never recommend it again.
I could always find something else to do.
Yeah,
I guess,
yeah.
You
could be a radio guy now.
Right.
Well, thanks so very much, and we will get the attorney on it tomorrow.
Thanks again, Carol.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Carol. Now he's going to be after my job. Can you imagine? I mean, just think of the ramifications of what Carol was just talking about. What if people get their prescriptions by mail?
Right, exactly.
And a lot of people do now. Right. They get the 90-day prescriptions,
exactly.
And they get them by mail.
Yeah, this is just the lazy supervisor at the post office who's just not doing what
they should. And people's bills, you know, some people, you know, I hate to say older people, but yes, you know, don't necessarily pay their bills online.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. I'm taking part B of what Carol said as being pretty serious too, which is the fact that she wouldn't move into a condominium again.
Right.
And what Carol is preaching is really what I'm hearing all over the place. I can't tell you how many emails I get all day long that says I'd never move into a condo or an association ever again because I don't want to be responsible for my neighbors ever again, ever in the future. So again, what are we going to do with all the empty units if the people who already live in condos vow to never move in one into another one ever again? So,
wow,
we're in a tough spot, Jerry.
Yes, we are. But we got lots of show fodder now. Let's take a break. We'll get right back to your calls. David, just hold tight. We'll get to your call right after this. Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learned quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-394-6545. 1-800-394-6545. That's 1-800-394-6545.
Holiday dinner was nearing. I had nothing cooked. No dressing, no trimmings, all the restaurants were booked. Piccadilly? I'll need gravy galore, heaping helpings of pie, cornbread dressing, and more. A turkey or ham with cranberry sauce and a dozen soft rolls to top it all off. It's a holiday feast that feeds 8 to 10. Visit Piccadilly.com or rush right on in. Order your holiday feast to go and add an extra turkey or ham for just $24.95. Piccadilly, everyone's happy.
Get comfort today, or you don't pay. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air. Put your worries aside. We'll make you feel cool inside. Lindstrom Air. Lindstrom Air.
When the air conditioning system in your home goes kerplunk, call Lindstrom Air Conditioning. We're a local company, not a big box store or big national chain, so we can get out to help you right away. We're South Florida's air conditioning experts. Besides, if you call right now, you'll get a free air conditioning service call with any repair. Or, during our cash for AC clunker sale, get over $3,500 off a new Train air conditioning system. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. So call Lindstrom Air today at 800-928-9198 or go to lindstromair.com.
Get comfort today, or you don't pay. Lindstrom Air.
AutoZone. Regular oil changes help protect your engine.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Right now at AutoZone, save money doing it yourself. When you buy an oil change jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Bosch oil filter for just $14.99. That's right, a complete oil change for just $14.99. Restrictions, details at store. At AutoZone, we give you even more than a great deal on the right products. You can count on AutoZone to give you the expert advice you need to do the job right the first time.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
A hurricane preparation tip from FPL. If you own a business, develop a hurricane plan of action now and practice it with your employees. Be ready during storm season. Visit fpl.com/storm for pre- and post-storm tips, frequently asked questions, and more. And for the latest breaking news and information, keep your radio tuned to News Radio 610 WIOD or listen live at WIOD.com, the home of Operation Stormwatch.
.1253 on News Radio 610, WIOD, Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorney Eric Glazer, and the phones have just been, it's been lit up like a holiday party today. It's just amazing some of the problems we're hearing about. Let's get right to the phones. Here's David. Hi, David. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you, David?
Okay. Or so far, so good. I recently got a letter in the mail here from the condo committee saying that Governor Chris recently signed a House Bill 601, which changes Chapter 718 of the condo statute.
Okay.
About this, we're all forced now to get our own insurance.
Ah, okay. So you got a letter from your condo association saying that they want proof of insurance?
Well, yeah. Well, they just told us now that we all have to get insurance.
Okay, this is,
but we didn't have to have insurance.
It's a good call because this has been a source of so much confusion among really everybody who lives in the state, because the way they drafted the statute makes completely no sense. Here's really what the new insurance statute says. Nowhere in the statute does it actually say that every single unit owner has to have insurance for their unit. What it says is if the board asks you for a copy of your insurance, you have to provide it to them. And apparently that's the letter that you got. And if you don't wind up having insurance and you don't provide it to them, they can purchase it on your behalf.
Right.
And they can bill you for it. And you have to name the association as an additional insured under the policy. Okay? So that's really the confusion.
Isn't there going to be some sort of, there are 240 units here and not all are lived by the owners, and some are leased out and like that.
Right.
But this don't take effect till the 1st of January.
No, this is already in effect.
Well,
this is already in effect, right.
And you just told me now that it doesn't take effect the first of the year.
No, this statute has already gone into effect, and again, they've asked you for it, and they have the right, according to the statute, which is still under review, though, and it may, in fact, wind up being repealed. But at this point, if they ask you for a copy of your insurance and you don't provide it, yes, they can buy it for you and charge you for it. I can tell you, though,
that we don't have to have it till the 1st of January.
Okay. Well, if you get lucky, maybe it'll be repealed by then. But I can tell you, I haven't seen situations where in this economy the associations are being, really difficult about that, and I haven't seen cases yet of the associations actually going out and charging people for the insurance. I haven't seen it yet. But under this statute, do they have the authority to do it? Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah. Okay. What does it mean by I must carry a special assessment coverage in the amount of $2,000?
Yeah, the statute now also requires that the insurance company who writes the policy for a unit also provides special assessment coverage. So in other words, if your condo passes special assessment as a result of some hazard that occurred at the community, you're now covered for up to $2,000 by way of special assessment. If the association passes a special assessment for up to $2,000, you pick up the phone, call your carrier, and your carrier has to pay it for you.
Is there any insurance companies that, I would think that it would behoove them to have a group coverage sort of thing? Is there anything
No, not that I'm aware of, and,
this is only a small place. It's only two stories and 240 units.
Understood. And, again, much of this is still under review by the legislature, and I get the feeling that a lot of this is going to be redrafted, reworded. So we may be talking about a whole different ballgame just a few months from now.
Okay.
Okay? Thanks for the call, David.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, David. You know, a lot of times we just have an hour here, and there's no possible way to get to all the phone calls. So if by chance we don't get to you, you can always email the show at condocraze@wiod.com. Even if it's in the middle of the week or later on this afternoon, whenever, we get them 24/7. That's condocraze@wiod.com. Norma sent us an email. Norma lives in an HOA. They use a lawn service that charges $121,000 a year for maintaining the lawn in the common areas. And Norma has found another company who would do it for only $95,000 for the same service, and the HOA doesn't want to change over. Now, the company she's found has been given the highest ratings, and she doesn't see why they won't save $26,000. And right. She wants to know if there's anything she can do about it.
Yeah, this again happens all the time. And the short answer to that question, Norma, unfortunately, is no. Florida Statute 720.3055 says that if a contract for the provision of services requires payment by the association that is 10% of the annual budget or more, that the association has to get competitive bids for the contract. But it goes on to say that even if they go through the competitive bid process, they don't have to choose the cheapest vendor. The board is protected by what's called the business judgment rule. If they think that the first bid simply came in too low and the services could not possibly be provided at such a low price, then no, they don't have to go with that particular vendor, and they can go with a much higher priced company as well. Okay,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it happens all the time. You know, well, also to be fair to the board, you gotta be careful. If you're bidding out large contracts for, let's say, concrete repair, and everybody's coming in at $1 million, $1.1 million, $1.2 million, and then you get this other company that's coming in at $400,000 or $500,000, probably smart not to go with them because you're not going to wind up getting what you think you're going to get.
Right.
Yeah, happens all the time. We see it all the time.
Yeah, don't step over dollars to pick up pennies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's always
what you pay for. Yeah, we can keep going with these with those types of phrases.
Right.
But yeah, be careful. And
so,
make sure your attorney reviews every association contract, bar none.
So if you do have any questions for Eric or anyone at Glazer & Associates, please email condocraze@wiod.com. That's all the time we have for this week. We will be back next Sunday and every Sunday after that, starting at noon. Condo Craze and HOAs. And Eric, I'm in possession of something that everyone in the world wishes they had.
And that is?
That is a vacation button.
Good for you. Enjoying.
I have a button here, and when I push it, I'm on vacation.
Can I come?
No.
No, okay.
No.
I tried.
No, because you now are work, my friend.
So you want to get away from me. That's
I want to get away from you and Mike and poor sick Lauren here sitting next to me. But all I have to do is push this button and that's it. Kim Commando's up next. We're News Radio 610 WIOD.